The Community Boost is a series of trainings and workshops that are designed to help small businesses gain the digital skills they need to grow and also to help job seekers gain the skills that they need to compete in today's economy.
What sorts of skills training do you provide small businesses?
So we provide a range of training, everything from how to use Facebook and Instagram effectively to acquire new customers. And so we're doing that for a variety of different skill levels, whether you're just getting started or an intermediate skill level or even advanced. And we're providing training on things like creative, so how to design great advertising for mobile. And then we're also working with local organizations who will train trainers so that after we leave, they can train job seekers on the digital skills that they need in order to actually go out and get those jobs that hopefully small businesses will be creating through the growth that they're achieving.
How are participants selected for the program?
Anyone can attend, and so all you have to do is register, and the event is totally free. So we want to make it available to as many businesses and entrepreneurs and job seekers as possible.
And so you're coming to Springfield, Massachusetts. Why was Springfield selected to be one of the participants?
I think one thing I would cite is just the importance of digital skills. So 69% of businesses that we surveyed in Massachusetts told us that digital and social media skills were important when hiring. And that's extraordinarily high when you compare it to other factors. And so I think it's a good data point underscoring how important it is for job seekers to gain all the skills that they need in order to use platforms like Facebook and Instagram effectively in a job that they may be trying to get. And so we really thought Springfield was a great place to visit with Facebook Community Boost. But we really want to start by just understanding what businesses need to learn and then tailoring the curriculum to that. And I think Springfield and Massachusetts have told us that digital skills are really important, both to growing businesses, but then also if you're a job seeker, to gaining the skills that you need in order to compete in today's economy.
Is this a program that you would recommend for an established business or maybe a startup or what would you recommend to someone who's maybe thinking about whether they should attend this this program in September?
I would say it's really designed for any business that's trying to gain digital skills necessary to grow. And so certainly the focus is on much smaller businesses, but I think even digital professionals who are just trying to figure out, you know, in their role, maybe at a slightly larger company, for those people who want to really figure out how they can improve and how they can help their organization, I think there's something there for them as well.
What's the benefit of using Facebook for your business?
Well, I think the things that we've heard most frequently from businesses is that they need two things. Number one is to acquire customers, and number two is to hire qualified employees. And so we've been helping businesses acquire customers for a long time. Our groups feature really allows businesses to create communities, maybe around special interests or things that they offer. And then our messaging features allow businesses to communicate one-on-one directly with customers. And then on the job side, one thing that we've recently added to Facebook is a feature where businesses can post jobs and job seekers can find them. And so across the country, we learned a few months ago that essentially 25% of people on Facebook have searched for or found a new job. And so that's a newer feature, but something that we think is really important.
Have the recent data security issues with Facebook dampened people's enthusiasm for using it?
I don't think we have seen that. I think certainly we are taking the recent issues incredibly seriously. We see it as a huge breach of trust, and we fully understand and recognize that we didn't do enough to protect people's data. And so we're still closely monitoring obviously the impact of all of that and really just trying to gain a deeper understanding of all of the issues. And I think the most important thing is something that we've said frequently, which is that we have a responsibility to protect people's data, and that if we can't do that, we don't deserve to serve our communities.